Wow. Welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. This is episode 12 of season 3. And as we moving along, last episode we talked about werewolves. It's my favorite thing to talk about. I love some werewolves. The origin story and how it relates to today with modern diseases and everything. So, let's get into this episode. First off, hey, so Halloween is literally tomorrow. Today is October 30th, 2021. And we watched Halloween Kills. I put a nice little review on the YouTube channel. This is the first full episode on YouTube channel. We started talking about movie reviews. Now, I'm not saying that the whole YouTube channels could be dedicated like that. I mean, right now we're doing different things with different aspects of our social media platforms. Right now on TikTok we're doing phobias. Everything literally been about phobias, spiders. We have a couple snake ones that I'm gonna put up the next couple days. The YouTube channel is gonna be movie reviews in the beginning, I guess we'll do something like that. But anyway, let's get into Halloween Kills. Now, the first movie in this trilogy, Halloween 2018, or you know, Halloween 18, the movie was good. I liked how they continued the story from the old school movie. He went to jail or the mental institution, and then he gets out, somehow finds his mask, because that's somehow he finds his mask. I don't know how, but he finds the mask. Either way it go, he's getting the mask. You're not stopping him from getting it. That can actually change up how to defeat him, or at least set him up. Because if you watch Halloween Kills, before I continue with spoilers. But when Laurie's daughter grabs that mask and say, "Michael, come get me, Michael." And it's like, okay. Now, I was thinking kind of like her daughter, you know, Laurie's granddaughter, like, hey, why is my mom doing this and doing that, spreading off, knowing he will come get you? Now, I'm not saying he has teleportation powers like Jason. That's arguable, right? I mean, I guess if you watch Jason in Manhattan, that's probably where all this teleportation thing came from. And we'll talk about that later in this episode. But I want to say, she ran off and she set Michael Myers up. So the town folks out there in Haddonfield, Illinois, went ahead and jump Mike, you know, he took that whooping, you know, Mortal Kombat style. They going out there trying to finish him, knock him down, knock him out, so they thought. Until we came back on the Ultra Instinct side and took everybody out, and then finished my man Tommy, just like he wanted to be finished with the baseball bat. He had it coming. It reminded me of a story about Casey coming up the bat. No, we ain't gonna get into that, but you know the story of Casey and the baseball bat out the park. Anyway, I liked the movie. So going to Halloween Kills, the review, I liked the movie. It was interesting. I think what helps the movie is the fact that you watched 18 before this movie. Because if you went in there and didn't refresh yourself and just watched this one, you probably gonna be like, oh man, it's a slasher. I mean, all of them slashers. But it's just like, oh, so Mike just out here just offing everybody. You know, you had some funny kills, some funny moments, some moments that was like, wow, why is Mike doing that? But then you also had some of the townspeople like, hey man, y'all making bad decisions. It's like, so I'm really gonna let like Mike like kick the door and shoot myself? Come on, man. We gotta do better than that. Gotta do better than that. But overall, if I had to give it out of 10, I'm still sticking with what I've mentioned on the YouTube review. I'm going with about a 6, 6.5, maybe even 7. The movie wasn't the best in the series. It wasn't the worst in the series by far. I'm actually looking forward to Halloween Ends, to the conclusion of this trilogy that they have. But what makes this movie, I guess, yeah, I gotta say it again, what makes this movie better for a lot of people, I think if you watch the Halloween 18, man, you'll really have a better appreciation of this movie. Now, I didn't watch Dead Meat. I don't know if you ever looked at that on YouTube or not. You know, they talk about the number of kills. I don't think it came out with the video yet. And I was trying to, like, decipher how many kills was it. Now, I had somewhere around, well, originally, I had 25 originally, and then when I watched it the second time, that number increased by like 37. So I'm gonna have to watch it again because, you know, it's little things that you miss in the movie that when it comes to the kill count. So I had to go back at it, but it was interesting because, like, you did see a lot of people from that first, like I said, Halloween 18. So you did see the nurse and the doctor, and you just seen them in passing. They just hop in the car and drive off. You do see the older black lady that was there. You see Tommy. You see a lot of the guys and girls from 18, which is pretty cool. And then in Halloween Kills, they get bigger roles. I like that, you know, because you do see them. Yeah, they just don't have speaking roles directly. I mean, they hear them talking and you see them and everything. But to have the next part of it made it even better. So I'm excited about the next movie. I know it's going to be fantastic. And I had some people ask questions about, you know, how did Michael Myers get his powers and everything? You know, they kind of talk about it. I think it was a Halloween 5 or Halloween 6, you know, where they started talking about how he had this curse and everything from when he was a baby and everything. So it's interesting, the Rob Zombie movies, since all the movies, some of them don't connect. Now, there's probably like 17 Halloween movies, but all of them don't connect with each other. You know, it's different ways they connect with each other. Like some like H2O, and then you start hearing about Laurie's a sister, and then Laurie was the babysitter. It's crazy. That's all I can say. It's crazy. You get it mixed up. You don't know who is who and what is what. Like I said, but in this movie, again, watch it. You tell me what you think. I enjoyed the movie. I hope that you enjoy the movie as well, and we could talk about it. Now, moving forward, we do have some other movies coming out. Now, when I was out there watching this movie, I kept thinking to myself, what's next? Now, there's this movie, and it looks real interesting. I don't know if you guys been going to the movies at all or been paying attention to what's going on. So, of course, we've seen Candyman. I hope that y'all seen Candyman and had your opinions about the Candyman movie. And I thought it was good. Have you guys seen the Forever Purge? You know, I thought it was pretty solid as well. You know, we had a lot of good movies in the horror genre. Have you guys seen Escape Room? I thought Escape Room was pretty good. A movie I'm kind of behind on, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ended up watching Quiet Place 2. And I was like, man, I like this movie. I like the movie. I didn't realize that I missed it. I seen the first one back in like 17, 18, 18, I think. And I was like, man, I gotta see part two. So when I finally saw it, it made me feel really good to catch it. Again, it's the evolution of the characters, seeing both the girl and the boy do their thing, especially at the end of the movie, was pretty good. Now, I want to get into this movie that just came out yesterday, October 29th, and that movie is Last Night in Soho. Now, I haven't watched it yet. Not yet. But I am going to watch that movie and give a review. But the trailer, oh man, the trailer looks fantastic. Now, it's this girl, just from the trailer, like I said, I haven't seen the movie yet. But just from the trailer, it's like, this looks like it's gonna be pretty good. You know, that Anya Joy is the lead character in this movie, and it just, I don't know, man, it looked like it's gonna do something for me, man. It looked like it's gonna be everything that I need to see. So this girl, it's like she's sleeping. When she sleeps, she go into this different world, like a different place, and she out there in England. Just from doing a little bit of research, I see it's a British film. You know, but she in this trance-like state or sleep, it looked like, just from, again, from the trailer. And as she's going, she goes through, like, her night at this club, like this in the, like, back in the day. It looks so good with the color, the thrill, the party, the Halloween party looks. Like, I gotta watch this movie, man, so. On the next episode, I'll tell you my review of that movie. I'm excited about getting into that movie, man. It's gonna be everything. Anyway, let's take a break, and then we'll get into the show. Now, we're gonna do a cemetery feature item today. We haven't done one in a while, and we're also gonna talk about zombies. It only makes sense. Let's talk about some zombies. And then tomorrow, on Halloween, of course we have an episode. But let's take a break, and then when we come back, let's talk about some zombies. Peace. Welcome back to Cemetery Tales Podcast. After that break, we are going to talk about zombies. Now, if you didn't know, I had mentioned about my first interaction with the zombie genre. And this may sound funny to say this, but I never watched The Night of the Living Dead right away as a kid. I mean, maybe I did, I just don't recall it. But I do remember Resident Evil. And the first time I played that game, right in the beginning, I seen the trailer for the new movie about to come out, about going to Raccoon City, which is going to be fantastic. So, I was playing a video game, it's dark, you know, just like any other video game in the room, and you see the zombie eating a person, you're like, oh, this is about to be one of those type of video games. That's what's up, I like that. So, I always like zombies. I watched a lot of different movies, it made me think of Zombieland, of course The Walking Dead, zombies, right? So, zombies are known as the undead. Now, they were originally explained simply as reanimated human corpses. Now, in the late 20th century, you get the newer versions of the zombies, again, like in Night of the Living Dead, all the way up into more current times, we got 28 Days Later, which Cillian Murphy did a fantastic job. And then The Walking Dead, of course, which features, you know, humans transformed into these monsters from a disease. Now, I watched I Am Legend with Will Smith, and I know he's in the news right now with the comments that Jada said and everything, but I liked I Am Legend. Some things was weird, because, like, dude, you're never going to get the cure for the disease in a makeshift lab. You're not going to get everything you need, but everything else about the movie was good and interesting, so I liked it. But, hey, those things can happen, man. There's people right now afraid of getting jabbed, you know, thing. So it's just, I don't know, it just make you wonder. That's not going to happen though. Again, as I mentioned before in previous episodes, that's not going to be the mark of the beast, and that's not going to be the end of civilization by getting a shot, you know. Like I said, choice is ultimately what you want to do, and we're not a political station. We are a Cemetery Tales Podcast. We talk about death, dying, headstones, and everything in between. So as we continue moving forward, the later versions of these zombies, they emphasize the zombies as monsters that have to eat brains or eat you, period. In all forms of zombies, a lot of the times that they are just mindless, and they just always trying to attack non-zombies, humans, you know. From a medical point of view, the mindlessness of these creatures, of these zombies, suggests some kind of brain disease. Have you ever watched Quarantine? I like that movie as well. They had like a rabies type disease, and I thought that movie was really put together well. Both Quarantine movies, you know. But in the zombies, a lot of times they keep their motor controls, everything is intact, but their cognition is completely gone. They're unaware of what they're doing. Now, there are some viruses that trigger things like that, like Zika, for example. It target, you know, the fetal brain tissue in particular, to kind of like, and even the mad cow disease, you know, prions, for example, it's a cause of the mad cow disease. It developed slowly over decades, and it can cause a sudden zombie outbreak. And if you look at the CDC, they actually have a guide that they came out in 2011 on if there ever is a zombie outbreak on what to do. I know, right? That's interesting, right? Right? So, after doing more research, it seemed like zombies began in Haiti in the 16th century, when voodoo priests brought back people from the dead to do slave labor for their masters. This is when the Walking Dead were called zombies. Now, zombies don't follow the horror movie rules because they aren't dead necessarily. I mean, they are, but they're not, right? Because you're moving, right? Anyway, in 1929, Hollywood took on the Haitian concept of a zombie in a film called White Zombie by our legendary actor Bela Lugosi. Now, in this film, he plays a white guy who uses black magic to turn people into his zombies. But they're just like any other zombies, you know, they're still alive. They're not actually dead like you see in a lot of the modern movies. Like I said, it came out in the 20s. You know, now the word zombie has come to describe the living dead and was popularized again by Night of the Living Dead. Because when you look back, it's not too much about like zombies. I mean, you could look at comics, you know, Solomon Grundy, for example, out of the DC comic universe. I'm a big fan of DC over Marvel. Again, it's not that channel, you know, but that's just the station. That's just what I listen to and what I like when it comes to the choices. I prefer Batman. In particular when it comes to DC. But anyway, zombies gained a lot of popularity again from films like Dawn of the Dead, where, you know, a group of people barricade themselves into a mall and fight off zombies. It was a great movie. Unfortunately, this is similar, and Christmas is around the corner, to Black Friday every year at your local mall. I don't think they're fighting off zombies, at least not yet anyway. But you never know, man. One of these days, we may have to fight off the zombie apocalypse for real. And then what you gonna do? If you want proof that zombies are continuously growing in the population right now, in the public interest right now, is have you guys went Halloween shopping? We went Halloween shopping right for my daughter. Got her a witch outfit. You see something with zombies everywhere. I mean, Squid Game is hot. I ain't gonna lie, you see a lot of Squid Game, you see some Harley Quinns, Spider-Woman, Spider-Man, Batgirl, and everything. But man, I still see a lot of zombie stuff, man. You know, every Halloween time, it's always more and more things that's in the sales and decorations of zombies. So they are popular and will continue to be popular. You know, now, do you think zombies are always scary? I think so, especially if they can chase you. I just know personally, like I mentioned in the previous episode, hey man, if I'm getting chased and I'm in zombie land, I just know I can't be in the middle of the field because I'm not going to make it. But if I'm running somewhere in a building and I can like do some maneuver like that and get a chance to get some air and rest, I'll be okay. But you asking me to run in an open space and try to outrun a gang of zombies like in 28 weeks later, man, you crazy, man. I need to be on the boat. You know, which, why nobody ever do that? Why everybody got to be out there? Even into the 28 weeks later or Quiet Place 2, it's like, man, just be out there on the boat, man. Why am I about to be anywhere to where I know they can get me? You know, oh, another movie I watched since we're talking about boats is It Follows. Hey, the thing can swim, right? But it walks. So what if you on the boat and you travel? It moves so slow. I mean, never mind, I don't want to get into that. That's another movie we'll talk about later. But it's clear that zombies have become more than just an idea the past 100 years or so. They've become a literary trope, a symbol of our fears and a symbol of our anxieties, even objects for study, because zombies are absolutely everywhere and they're not going away anytime soon. As long as there's evil in this world, people will fear how it could corrupt them and make them do bad things without them knowing it. That's what makes zombies scary. People can be possessed by demons with no control over their actions. They can get a disease that transforms you into clueless, mindless, unaware beings. They're not dead, right? They just don't know what's going on, you know. But they always remain, remember, human beings underneath all of that terror. So here go a question, one more question for you guys. Why are zombies popular? I think it's because it symbolizes our worst fears in an already terrifying world. What really makes them scary is wondering if anything could ever make us lose control of ourselves like that. A disease or just some other mental situation could make you not you, make you unaware. Society would fall apart without its members having free will to choose, right? Okay, I don't want to make this political, but it's the truth. I mean, you won't know what's good or bad. You're just out there just doing whatever. Become a zombie. You ever go to the mall and people watch and you see kids on their phones? They walking zombies. You have zombies all around. You don't even know it. Zombies are so interesting to me, man, because it's something that can really happen. I mean, potentially. I mean, like I said, big fan of the genre. I wanted to say that real quick. Let's take another break. Get into our cemetery item of the day. And it's a surprise. I'm not going to let you guys know until we come back from the break what that item is. Thank you for listening. That was my quick little thing about zombies, man. Walking nowhere to sprinting. Because the things used to walk slow. And they used to go all out sprinting. Again, I would get caught. I would get ate. I would probably come after you. I would not run. But I would probably come after you and eat you too. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Our cemetery feature item today is the all-seeing eye. The eye with the sunburst. All-seeing eye. Now, the all-seeing eye is a reminder to Freemasons about the thoughts and deeds that are observed by God, who is referred to in Freemasonry as the great architect of the universe. Now, typically, this all-seeing eye, this Masonic eye of providence, as a similar circular glory below the eye. Now again, this is associated with Freemasonry. Now the eye appeared as part of the standard of Freemasonry back in 1797. And that's by the publication of Thomas Smith Webb in his Freemason Monitor. Now, popular among a lot of conspiracy theories is the claim that this eye of providence stood atop an unfinished pyramid on the Great Seal of the United States, indicates the influence of Freemasonry in the founding of the United States. And a lot of founding fathers of the United States were Freemasons. I mean, George Washington in particular has a whole monument dedicated to him that's a Freemason monument. However, the common Masonic use of the eye dates to 14 years after the creation of the Great Seal United States. Furthermore, among the members of the various design committees for the Great Seal, only Benjamin Franklin was a Mason. And a lot of the ideas they had for the seal originally were not used. Now, a lot of Masonic organizations have denied any connection to the creation of the seal of the United States of America. So that's what I wanted to do. Is give you that cemetery item that you may see in the cemetery is the all-seeing eye. You know, it's an eye. It looks like it's sun rays coming from the eye going around. If you haven't seen it before, it's not like the eye of Ra or the eye of Horus or anything like that. It's a little different. And I said we may talk about those things. I haven't seen those too often on headstones, be honest with you. But I have seen the all-seeing eye on a couple different stones. In the process, I've seen them with all-seeing eye by itself in a circular, semicircular pattern. I've seen it in a triangle pattern. I've also seen it in inside of a star before, inverted or regular star. So I even seen it with a goat before. And I know some people have this interpretation of Baphomet, you know, if you know anything about the Baphomet at all. But it has no direct correlation, no direct connection. And I know people will say, oh, you're a Mason, you can't say this. And it's like, man, it's a lot of things you could talk about, believe it or not. It just, everybody feel like you're giving up secrets. You're not giving up secrets. So, you know the things you can and can't talk about. And you can talk about that openly. It's not a problem. Anyway, thank you for listening today. Cemetery Tales Podcast. Tomorrow, Halloween episode. It's going to be fun. Get ready. Now, for the people that's listening, I didn't forget about y'all. Now, in the last episode, I mentioned about the haunted locations. Now, those episodes will come. I'm actually working on finishing them. But again, the haunted locations in Canada, United Kingdom, and then, of course, Australia being the last of those three. That's coming. You know, I have to just release those episodes. And I want to do them one at a time and not just all at once. It's probably overkill. So thank you again for listening to Cemetery Tales Podcast. Tomorrow we have a fun episode, great episode, and we may debut our trivia. Yeah, I think it's a good idea. We debut our trivia tomorrow that we created, and then we see how we go. But thank you again, Cemetery Tales Podcast. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. You can follow us and find us. We are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube. Of course, you're listening to us on the podcast. We have all the podcast platforms that we can be available to. We are there. And of course, we are on TikTok, where a majority of my videos are there. Now, one thing, if you want to contribute to the Cash App at all for our cemetery, it is Cemetery Tales at Cash $ Cemetery Tales. If you want to donate, or you can donate through Spotify. If you want to donate, one last thing. Yesterday on my personal Facebook page, I put a situation I had that happened, and some people said it was a Halloween joke, Halloween trick or something. It's like, no, I had a whole bunch of insects in my office, covering my office everywhere, and I ended up sweeping them into a pile. Some were still alive, but some didn't make it. But yeah, you can see them. Check it out on the Facebook page. Again, you know my name. My name is Gerard Terrell. If you need to spell J-A-R-O-D, and my last name is Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. And if you you can reach us to Gmail that we have for Cemetery Tales at cemeterytalespodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions or if you want a message on any other social platforms, you can. Like I said, we do more than just talk about headstones, death, and dying in movies. Of course, you know, we talk about signs and symbols, Illuminati, Freemasonry, but we also talk about ghosts. I mean, in the beginning of this, I talked about the ghost situation I had. I haven't had any other situations with the ghosts, and I haven't talked about that too much, you know, but it was a lot of things that I had to do, and I guess I can talk a little bit about it now. Protection, you know, you gotta have protection. You gotta have some kind of totem with you. You gotta have, you know, oil. It's a lot about believing. And sometimes you gotta have necessary jewelry or something on you, stone, tourmaline, onyx. You have something that's gonna aid in your protection, also keep you grounded. You know, you may have to meditate. If you don't meditate, I know it's hard for a lot of people, as they say, calm the monkey mind. Once you can meditate, it changes everything. I know the type of channel that we are, but it's a lot of things that's occult or esoteric that we can talk about that can aid and assist people with dealing with entities or spirits or anything that's out here, because again, it's a lot of things that we just can't see, it just don't know, and things that we need to talk about. You know, if you start talking about, you gotta know what you're going against. So sometimes you gotta know about demons. Sometimes you gotta know about these entities, you know, Wormwood or Beelzebub or Baal. Like, sometimes you gotta know about these guys, you know, or entities, I'm sorry. You know, you gotta know the difference between Satan and Lucifer. They're not the same. Some people don't know that. You know, certain things that you have to work on in this process, because there are things out here that, you guys watch The Conjuring, you watch these movies, you guys seen The Exorcism, you've seen these movies, the exorcism of this person and this person, you've seen all these things. So just pay attention and you see how it go. But thank you, I appreciate you, and catch you on the next one.